Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, February 17th, 2015. Three children injured by a bomb left by the Israeli army in Gaza, and in the West Bank, Israeli troops kidnap civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Three children were injured on Tuesday evening when an explosive object dropped by the army during the offensive on Gaza last summer detonated near them in northern Gaza, Palestinian medical sources reported. The sources said that the children suffered very serious injuries and were moved to Kamal Adwan Hospital in Beit Lahia in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. The incident took place near the Al-Huda Mosque in At-Tuma area. The three children were apparently playing and found the object that detonated near them causing serious injuries. During the Israeli aggression on Gaza in the summer of 2014, the army dropped thousands of missiles and shells into different parts of the Gaza Strip, while many of those shells did not explode upon impact. Staying in Gaza, Israeli forces opened fire on Tuesday morning towards Palestinian shepherds near the cemetery in Jabalia in the northern Gaza Strip, while Israeli gunboats targeted fishing boats in Khan Yunis in Gaza's southern region. In both incidents, no injuries were reported. In the West Bank on Tuesday at dawn, Israeli troops invaded a number of West Bank communities and searched homes, then kidnapped 9 civilians. Later on Tuesday morning, dozens of Israeli settlers stormed into Joseph's tomb east of Nablus under the protection of occupation guard patrols. According to Palestinian sources, some 7 busloads of Israeli settlers forcibly entered the Joseph tomb in order to practice religious rituals in the recognized Muslim holy site. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, February 17th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.